So SafeMind Technology does collision avoidance and traffic safety products. And when I talk with mining companies about traffic safety for surface mining equipment, a lot of times there's many other departments, many other people in the room during this discussion, including mine management, operations, maintenance, mine information systems, IT guys. So it's one of those things where the focus is on safety, but those other departments are asking, you know, what can the system, what can a traffic safety or a collision avoidance system do for me? And so what I like to show is that with these systems, there's collision avoidance or fatigue management, whatever we're working with, we can do both productivity and safety functions. And so, you know, you can argue that with collision avoidance, if you can keep your equipment out of the shop, you know, keep them from being repaired due to collision, you're affecting, you know, the productivity of that equipment. But you can also make productivity gains directly in pairing collision avoidance and vehicle monitoring technology. So that's what I was going to talk about today. So I wanted to give a quick introduction here. SafeMind was purchased by Hexagon last year. And some of you may not be familiar, but the booth out in the back here shows a group of companies under Hexagon now. So we formed Hexagon Mining recently, and that's a group of companies including MineSight, DevEx, Leica Geosystems, and SafeMind, and we're addressing life of mine technology needs through, you know, mine planning, through production and optimization, and then including safety. So SafeMind does the traffic safety systems, and I'll give a little bit of background on what exactly the products that we have and what we offer. The problem we're trying to address here is mainly involves collisions involving equipment, light vehicles, and personnel. We're familiar with the blind areas around big equipment. It can be extensive. And so the SafeMind system provides traffic awareness information to operators. But you also have issues associated with efficiency. If you don't know the location of all the vehicles in the mine and the status of those vehicles, and they're operating, you know, some of the information associated with how they operate. So we're looking at, you know, providing a solution for all the vehicles in the mine. So through the collision avoidance system and in-vehicle monitoring, you can affect productivity and track your vehicles, because if you don't know this information, you have a hard time identifying areas that need improvements. You know, the fleet management system will be able to do that for certain pieces of equipment, but you won't have that on everything. You won't have it on light vehicles, sometimes graders, loaders, things like that. So we're looking at providing this type of vehicle tracking and status monitoring for the entire fleet. But we work in combination with the fleet management system. So SafeMind's approach is to provide a complete line of tools for traffic safety. So we have a collision avoidance system that's tailored for each piece of mining equipment, realizing that collision avoidance and traffic awareness needs are different for a shovel versus a truck versus a light vehicle. We also have live reporting through our track system, and that's where I'm going to get into a little bit more detail in a bit. And then we also realize the role that fatigue may be having on traffic safety. And so we have a fatigue monitoring product that's new out this year. So this overall approach with safety and productivity is to look at a number of things. The collision avoidance thing with a simple and intuitive interface for the operator. And we've worked really hard to make sure that the collision warnings, the collision avoidance information that gets back to the operator is meaningful. And that means you have to reduce your nuisance alarm rates. And I'll show you how we've worked on that. We have fatigue monitoring, as I mentioned. And so now you have a one vendor supplying both the collision avoidance and the fatigue monitoring. So there's advantages there. But we also use the collision avoidance technology, the collision avoidance information, we feed that into the fatigue monitoring system to increase its reliability. So we know things about the equipment, and we know things about traffic and how the operator is reacting to traffic, and we tie that into the fatigue monitoring system. The collision avoidance processor that we use can also be used for in-vehicle monitoring. So we can take sensor inputs and some other parameters and get that information back to a central location for reporting and analysis. But this also works in combination with the fleet management system. This live data sharing and getting the information back to a central server, you know, is what the fleet management system is good at, and we can add that capability to the other vehicles that may not have the fleet management system installed. So I'll get in a little bit here into the way the collision avoidance system works. We have a system that's based on, I used to say GPS, but now we can say GNSS, Global Navigation Satellite System, because now GNSS has GPS and GLONASS and Baidu and a number of different navigation satellite constellations that we can pull from. So it's GNSS-based, and we're using that information to determine the location, the speed, the heading of each vehicle. So each vehicle in the mine has to have our system installed. And then we broadcast that vehicle location, heading, and speed to all the other vehicles in the area using a peer-to-peer radio network. So this is all happening on board each vehicle. The algorithms are calculating, you know, the positions and the headings of other vehicles and whether they're on a collision course. And this is all self-contained. But you do have the option of getting that information back to a control room. Excuse me. And you can do that over a Wi-Fi network or over GSM, a cellular data network. So there's two things going on in this collision avoidance functionality. We're looking at traffic awareness. Now, traffic awareness is just giving the vehicle operator information about the surrounding vehicles. There's no audible alarming, no beeping going on with traffic awareness. This is just saying, hey, there's a vehicle nearby, and we use a small LED display. I have all these components at the booth if you want to stop by and take a look. But we use, you can see in the picture there, a small LED display that shows direction to the vehicle. 12 o'clock is straight ahead, 6 o'clock behind, and that LED changes color depending on distance to the vehicle. So it's a very simple interface, and we have other options available for that. You can get into graphical interfaces if you want, but this is our simple option, and that's what we were using for traffic awareness. And that same display is then also used for collision avoidance. So in collision avoidance, this is a more serious situation. It's when we determine that two vehicles are on a collision course and the operators may not have, if they don't react, they may not have enough time to avoid a collision. So that's where the serious audible beeping comes in. I think I have an example of that. But this is, the collision avoidance is based on this idea of a dynamic zone that is around the vehicle. And so this zone shrinks and grows depending on vehicle speed and vehicle direction. And I'll show an example of that. So a little more on the traffic awareness. I mentioned there's these LEDs change color, and then they show the position of the other vehicle. So there's these configurable zones around the vehicle you can set where the LED indicates distance. So you'll see on this, the display is what the haul truck sees, and there's a light vehicle out in front. So you'll see a green LED out front. That LED moves around the circle or the clock display, showing this position of that light vehicle as it moves around the haul truck. So the next thing I mentioned, this dynamic safety zone or this path prediction that's going on with collision avoidance. So if a vehicle is stopped or going very slow, this dynamic zone, which is calculated using the GPS-based system, it's very tight around the vehicle. But as that vehicle starts moving, then that zone increases out to the front if they're moving forward, or out to the rear if they're in reverse. So that zone also figures in operator reaction time, the type of vehicle, the weight of the vehicle. And so there's a lot going on there in predicting where that vehicle is going to be in the future, and that's how we determine if two vehicles are on a collision course. So again, this display you'll see is what the haul truck operator sees in the cab. So you can see the zone extending out to the front as it increases in speed. And you see that green LED showing a light vehicle around that blind corner. And when those two zones intersect, because the light vehicle was moving into the intersection at the same time as the haul truck was crossing, those zones intersect and you get the audible alarm. As soon as the light vehicle operator heard that alarm in this example, they put on the brakes and that zone shrunk and the alarms went away. So that's how we're decreasing nuisance alarms. We don't just alarm if somebody's nearby, because that doesn't necessarily mean risk. There's risk involved. We only alarm when the two vehicles are on a collision course. Now, because we know the ID of the vehicle and we have this peer-to-peer radio network, we can change the alarm behavior based on vehicle type. So we have a light vehicle coming into a boom swing radius of the shovel. That's going to alarm differently than if you have a haul truck come into the boom swing radius. So because we know the type of vehicles that are interacting, now we can customize the types of alarm and the way the alarm behaves. So you can load a truck without any alarms, but if a light vehicle gets into that same area, the shovel operator and the light vehicle get alarms saying they're in a dangerous area. So I've covered vehicle-to-vehicle collision avoidance, but what if you have a risk of personnel being struck by equipment? And that they can't wear the GPS-based system, of course, and walk around with that equipment on. So we outfit the vehicles that have the highest risk of interacting with people. We outfit them with a tracking radar system. It's a radar system that we developed that allows it, when I say tracking, it's actually tracking the movement of a person or another untagged vehicle within that radar beam. So it's making a determination if that person is actually on a collision course with the outfitted vehicle. So it's another way of reducing nuisance alarms. It's not just a presence sensor, it's actually tracking location and making a determination of risk based on the movement of the two vehicles or the person in the vehicle. So how do you tell if a collision avoidance system is effective? Well, I mean, obviously you would hope to see a decrease in accidents after you implement a collision avoidance system, and we do have a few examples of that. Mines have gotten back to us and say, hey, we saw, you know, over 50% reduction in metal-metal contacts after a safe mine system was installed. Another one here, another mine went from 14 incidents a year prior to safe mine to one per year after it was installed. And then you can also look at driver behavior. So we've done a study, in fact, at the last haulage and loading show, we did a case study from a mine in Canada where we did a trial and we installed the system and we had it running on a few light vehicles and trucks, and we had it running with the system off. So no audible alarms were being presented to the operator, but we were recording data. Then we ran that way for a couple weeks, then we turned the system on with full functionality and alarms, and we saw a change in operator behavior as they adjusted their driving to avoid collision alarms. And so that's another way, another measure of effectiveness. So now I wanted to get in a little bit of the technology that's required for this live vehicle monitoring. So this is an option you can add to the collision avoidance system. And this gives you the ability to get your data, your vehicle location, vehicle status, even sensor data from the vehicle to a central location without, even if it doesn't have a fleet monitoring system or a fleet management system. So with the track system, we use the same collision avoidance processor. We're able to feed sensor input into that processor using digital I/O and analog I/O ports. And then we take the sensor status and the collision avoidance data and the vehicle location data, and we can transmit that back to a central server over a Wi-Fi network. And then when you get it back to the server, then there's reporting capabilities you can do with that. So this is just an example. Again, you know, a loader probably wouldn't have a fleet management system installed, so this is where the SafeMine could fill that gap. And you could, these are just some examples of the types of sensors, and there's many more you could probably think of. So you get this data back to a central location, then there's powerful reporting tools that you can use to look at, you know, vehicle activity, idle times. You can look at overspeed events if you have if you want to monitor speed. You can look at sensor status and trip info, and I'll go into a little bit how we used this information to help with some productivity challenges. You can look at these reports are available, you know, daily, weekly, monthly, automatically generated and fully customizable to look at the exact thing that you want to look at. And then we also have the ability to provide real-time alerts over, like, using email or text messaging to managers. So say if you have an overspeed event, somebody's, you know, doing really excessive speeds in a certain area of the mine, you can give a immediate alert to a manager. We also have the ability to tie the operator to the vehicle using a driver ID system where they can swipe their mine ID card in the vehicle. They swipe it over this reader, and now you have this specific operator tied to that vehicle data. And you can also use that to prevent unauthorized startups. You can disable the vehicle's ignition based on their driver ID. So, you know, understandably, what we don't want to do is add another display or another box to the inside of the cab of the mining equipment. We've heard this before in other presentations too. We're really pushing towards the integration of collision avoidance with the other information systems that are in the cab. You know, and there's a real push because now that we're part of Hexagon Mining, we'll be working closely with Leica, the Leica jigsaw system, in integrating the collision avoidance technology with fleet management. And now we're looking at, you know, providing this fleet-wide monitoring with between the cooperation between the in-vehicle monitoring using collision avoidance technology and the fleet management system. So I wanted to just give a couple example or a few examples here of how we used the in-vehicle monitoring with the collision avoidance to look at some specific productivity challenges that some mines were having. So each of the vehicles in the mine had the SafeMine collision avoidance technology installed, and then we used SafeMine Track to monitor some specific parameters that they were interested in. So this one was a mine site that was in a highly sensitive, environmentally sensitive area, especially as far as dust control goes. And they were looking at ways to monitor and improve the efficiency and dispatch of their water trucks that didn't have fleet management. So we use SafeMine Track to track the path of the water trucks and their watering status, and we did that by a simple sensor on the water pump telling us when the truck was actually watering the road and when it wasn't. And they were able to go back and look at trends and look at you know, their watering times, and then also dispatch trucks in a more timely fashion to areas that needed attention. Also had a mine that for their fuel trucks, the operators were not refilling their fuel tanks in an optimal fashion. They were there wasn't a lot of information available for them, and they would refill their tanks whenever they had the opportunity, basically. So we were able to install a fuel gauge in the tank of the fuel truck and give them exact information of how much fuel was there. And then we also were able to send that data back using track to dispatch, and so that they could track and dispatch the fuel trucks in a more timely manner, and also increase the time between filling those tanks, because the operators would tend to fill them, like I said, at whatever opportunity they had, instead of waiting until the most appropriate time. Another mine had an issue with, this is a really big mine, 30 plus shovels, and they had an issue with dispatching service trucks or lube trucks to the shovels when the shovels were in need of service. So the service trucks, of course, didn't have the fleet management system. The shovels did, but when they got a call in from a shovel saying, we're having an issue, we need someone to take a look at it, they would spend a lot of time radioing every service truck they thought might be nearby, trying to dispatch a truck to the shovel. But with the track system, they could look on a web-based map of the mine, pinpoint the nearest service truck to the shovel that was in need, and dispatch them to that shovel. And the final example here is fatigue monitoring, not directly tied to productivity, but you could argue, in fatigue monitoring, if you can get this data to central dispatch and start recording data on the fatigue of drivers and trends of certain drivers, you can start optimizing your shift schedule. You can look at certain drivers that may be having issues and adjusting their work schedules, things like that. So getting the fatigue monitoring data back to a central location is also critical. And this picture shows the interface of our system, where you see the location of the vehicle, and then you have a fatigue risk associated with the driver of that vehicle. And so if we can keep the accidents related to fatigue at a minimum, of course we can keep trucks out of the shop. Okay, so that was it. Just in summary, we're looking at this approach of safety and productivity through traffic safety, and through this tying that system in with live tracking and reporting. And we really have this push towards integration with fleet management systems, recognizing that you can gain there's productivity gained through looking at the entire fleet, not just those vehicles that have the fleet management, the primary equipment. And then, if you aren't measuring, then you really have a hard time optimizing. And so really taking a whole approach here on getting critical information back to a central location for analytics. So that's it I have for today. If there are any questions, I think we have time.
Have any questions for Todd?
Great.
Did it. Covered it all.
Yeah, covered it perfectly. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Thank you.